You're listening to SBS News.
As the 47th Parliament, the most diverse Australia has ever seen, prepares to sit on Tuesday, two of its newest members from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds have spoken of the privilege of representing multicultural Australia in Canberra. Senator Janice Stewart, an Indigenous Australian of the Muti Muti and Wamba Wamba peoples, and Senator Fatma Payman, who's an Afghan-born Muslim, spoke with SBS News about their aspirations. Senator Janice Stewart is a former ministerial advisor and senior public servant in the Victorian government. She says she's proud to be part of the most diverse Labor government and wants to ensure all women of colour are visible and represented.
For me, I talk a lot about how important diversity is in everything that we do. One of the absolute priority areas for me is thinking particularly about not just First Nations women or First Nations people, but for women of colour as well, and how we can increase visibility and representation in everything that we do. So I'm incredibly proud to be part of one of the most diverse Labor teams. And, you know, there's also six First Nations people are part of the Labor caucus as well, which is incredible. But one of the things that I'll always say is that I'm really looking forward to a time where this doesn't make the news, because this is just the makeup of our parliament. It's just everyday business.
For the first time, there are 10 Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander politicians in the federal parliament. That's a 67% rise compared to the last parliament, where only six members of parliament were Indigenous. Senator Stewart says she's still trying to process the fact that she's now a member of parliament.
It definitely has not sunk in. I've been, you know, spending the nights recently writing my first speech. I think when I'm in the chamber, when I'm there, sitting with my colleagues, you know, being kind of welcomed in by the governor, I think really then it will really set in. It doesn't quite feel real yet. So it's all very exciting.
27-year-old Senator Fatima Payman from Western Australia says seeing the Labor government deliver a multicultural government makes her proud to be Australian.
The highlight of this election, right, to see that the Labor government was able to deliver that, something that, you know, we've just been talking about multiculturalism and the importance of it, but now that we see it, it's really that sort of proud moment of calling yourself an Australian, and, you know, you can't be what you can't see, and so we're seeing a diverse representation from all walks of life, and it's going to be such an interesting parliament to have those different perspectives at the table.
When asked about how they're likely to be received by their fellow senators, she says mutual understanding is key.
I think my presence in the Senate is going to challenge that. So I don't even, that's not something I'm seeking out to go and clarify. But I think over time, there's going to be a mutual understanding of what their story was for having those sort of sentiments towards Muslims or towards multicultural communities. And maybe my understanding of, you know, their position. So it will be an interesting experience.
The Minister for Multicultural Affairs, Andrew Giles, says people from multicultural and refugee backgrounds have told him they're excited to see people who look like them in the new parliament.
I think it comes down to, at the grassroots level, making sure that there's room for everyone. And it comes down to role modelling. Yesterday I was in Brisbane. I met with a group of fantastic refugee leaders, and they spoke not just about the work they're doing, but of the sense they have as being role models. But they also told me how excited they were to see a more diverse Australian parliament, to see people who looked like them in our national parliament. And I think having that will be a tremendous drive for more young people from diverse backgrounds to think that there is a place in our national story for them at the very centre. So if we can just harness that energy, always look at our processes, we're going to have an election review, to think of how we can do better, but use this as a tremendous springboard to do better.
Assam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.